actor Christian Grey was not a millionaire, if he was just a middle class guy, it would be creepy, not hot.
I completely agree with this, but let's take it a step further. As someone whose two primary jobs are financial education and writing romance, I am of the deeply held opinion that most contemporary romance is as much a class fantasy as it is a romantic or sexual fantasy. I actually have an op-ed coming out about this soon. The step further I would go is that much of contemporary romance, and know that here I am speaking about heterosexual romance because not only is it the vast majority of the category, but also because queer romance kind of inherently upends these dynamics, especially as it pertains to class and gender. Much of mainstream romance, while being transgressive, often on the level of sexual explicitness, is actually promoting a pretty inherently conservative view of sex and relationships. I think there are many examples of this, but none to me are more compelling than the very frequent class and money dynamics that you will see represented in mainstream romance titles, especially as they fall along gender lines. Obviously, the example of Christian Grey that we see in the video I stitched, wherein his appeal as a character would be borderline non-existent if he weren't a billionaire, is a really good one, but it's just one. If you take a look at the stats around the kind of books that are selling in this category, you will see that explicit appeal based on male wealth and power is one of the most dominant themes in the genre. Because yes, you have the always extremely popular billionaire romances, but you also have kings, princes, aristocrats, CEOs, male celebrities, athletes, even like mob and mafia bosses. Like, men's wealth and or professional and class status are very, very frequently one of the most, if not the most appealing parts of his character. This will often be coupled with what I call economic magical realism, where you'll have, for example, a 25-year-old female barista in New York City who lives by herself in a one-bedroom sprawling apartment in the West Village. Also often very frequently find that the man is older and more experienced and established than the woman. This is sometimes represented sexually, as in the virgin and rape dynamic, although often it's just purely economic. But either way, even when the man's wealth and class status are not an explicit part of his value as a love interest, it is at least an implied value of the relationship, because we are in no way having to encounter economic reality for the duration of the love story. There's almost always at minimum a level of financial security implied for the male main character that he can always at least maintain, if not improve, the standard of living of the female main character. It can range anywhere from taking her out to nice dates all the way to buying her yachts and private jets. This is, by the way, one of the reasons I tend to like older woman, younger man romances, because they will often also flip the wealth, class, power dynamics on their head as well, which is nothing if not refreshing. Anyway, all of this is to say, while many of these books might feel progressive in the way that they, for example, will portray women's sexuality, they are often reverting to a very regressive, if not outright conservative, view of male-female power dynamics as they pertain to wealth and class. And while 50 Shades of Grey might feel like an extreme example in that regard, it's just one of the better known ones. The dynamics that you see from a class money perspective play out in that story play out in a huge amount, if not majority, of mainstream romance.